Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Rebecca Britton, and back in end of June, like I think it was the 29th, 30th of June, I had gotten charged for something with your company, and I called the next day as soon as I saw it to get it taken care of. They said that they ended it, closed it out or whatever, and they refunded the money, but that was 29th, 30th of June. Today's the 21st of July, and there's still no refund. And I've checked with my bank, and there's nothing holding.
Okay, I was able to locate the account by the phone number you're calling in from, Ms. Brighton. And if you could verify for me, please, your address.
845 South 13th Street, Clayton, Texas, 79364.
Okay, thank you. And that's the information that I have. And it looks like the account was canceled on the 30th of June. You ordered the
They gave
Evo
me a
Trainer.
cancellation. They gave me a cancellation code number, but it's never hit my bank.
I understand. It looks like you ordered that Evo Trainer, the digital subscription to the fitness app.
Well, see, that was I didn't because I've had gastric sleeve surgery, so I didn't need that. I don't know how it got ordered.
Oh, okay. That's probably why they issued the refund. Now, I understand that you're stating that that credit has yet to process. You'll have to
Correct.
have your bank call in just to confirm because our records are showing that it was refunded. So we might have to
Okay.
end up sending you a check.
Okay. I'll call my bank then and I'll get them to call you. I'll give them the number to call you and have them.
Right. Because they would have to
All right.
confirm that that charge never applied to your account.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes it easy.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am, that was all.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer care and you have a great day.
Yes, ma'am, you too.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.